and welcome to the Mindset Growth Academy podcast. I'm your host, Emma Gibbs-Ung. Each show, I'm going to be using a combination of interviews with incredibly inspiring people from around the world who have achieved greatness, overcome adversity, and never given up, as well as solo episodes from me, sharing my own journey as a leading mindset coach, helping to inspire, support, and guide you to create a growth mindset so you can achieve success in all areas of your life. Are you ready to bring mindset to life and create success from the inside out? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Mindset Growth Academy podcast. This week's show is a solo episode with myself, and I'm going to be talking about how to deal with overwhelm. Overwhelm is something that we all experience at some point. It really doesn't matter what level we are in our business, what stage we're at in our life, we will experience overwhelm at some point. And it will be different for each and every one of us. Something will trigger something for me, and something will trigger overwhelm for yourselves. And it's so important for us to understand what that overwhelm looks like for us in our lives, what triggers it, how it makes us feel, and the impact that it has on our productivity and our happiness. And so I really want to spend some time talking about ways in which you can handle it, but also giving you the insights to ask yourself the questions to find out exactly what that overwhelm looks like for you. Understand it in a way that will allow you to manage it so much better. So I'm going to share with you six steps. So step number one is to know that everything is okay. To feel overwhelmed is all right. We all feel it. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of negativity. It is just a fact of life. We are all going to feel overwhelmed at some point. But it's what we do in that moment that will allow us to either be productive or to allow it to control us in a way that takes us down that route of negativity and worry and procrastination. So acknowledge that it's fine. See it as a positive because it shows that you're actually doing something, that you're moving in a direction. And then change the perspective. I want you to take the time and give yourself the permission to take a step back and to ask yourself, what is going on? What is actually triggering this feeling of overwhelm right now? Is it someone? Is it a certain situation? Spend some time really getting to understand the situation, understand the emotions that you're feeling, understand the situation that you're in, and recognize and acknowledge who or what is triggering it. Write it down on a piece of paper, get it out of your head, rather than allowing it to churn internally. The moment you get something out on paper, it just allows you to reduce that intensity, to release it in a way that will allow you to start to think about it rationally and to calm your system down. So spend that time thinking about who you are at your best, who you are at your worst, how these emotions impact you and your productivity. Really start to identify who you are and what you feel when you are in a state of flow, when you are truly aligned with your purpose, you're showing up with an intention, you have confidence and belief in yourself. Really understand what that looks like. And then question and ask yourself what it feels like when you are in this state of overwhelm, this procrastination, this worry, this anxiety. What does that look and feel like to you? Because if you can start to identify the two, you'll be able to look out for signs. You'll be able to understand sooner rather than later whether you are moving into a state of overwhelm and what you need to do in order to feel in a state of flow and back in that alignment with your goals, with your happiness, and with your understandings. And then go back to what makes you happy. What can you do that makes you happy? Is it to go outside? Is it to call a friend? Is it to go to the gym? Is it to go for a run? Is it to put some music on? Because when you know what makes you happy, when you understand what that looks like and what that feels like for you, you are able to take yourself away from the situation, to distract yourself and to remove it, to allow your mind and your body to calm the system and to start to think more rationally. So step number one, firstly, acknowledge that it's okay. Recognize that it is a feeling, an emotion. Honor it, but understand it. It's not abnormal. We all go through it, but understand what that actually means to you and what is causing you to feel this way. Because if it's a certain action that you're taking, if it's a certain person that you're taking, then you know that you can either change these actions or avoid certain people at certain times when you're about to embark on action steps that will require you to be focused and to be positive. You don't want to surround yourself with those people if you need to be in the zone. But you won't know this until you figure out exactly what it is that is causing you to feel this overwhelm. Step number two is to write everything down. Literally, as I said, you know, answer these questions, write it down, but write down the projects that you've got going on at the moment, the goals that you're working to. Really get everything out on the, you know, in the open. Write it on a flip chart or a whiteboard, or get that paper that you can stick to the wall and write it all down there. But the minute you get it out, it gives you a bird's eye view of exactly what it is that you are hoping to achieve, what you're aiming for. It will allow you to recognize what is causing you to feel overwhelmed. Have you got too much going on? It will also allow you to look at the projects and see what your priorities are, to figure out exactly what it is that you're trying to work to. Because when you've got it all in your head, you can't see it clearly. And so it's going around at a million miles an hour, and my monkeys and ego and all that awful stuff is starting to kick in and mix everything up. When you get it out in the open and you start to put it down on paper, you start to rationalize, you start to see things, you start to reduce that intensity and let stuff go. So get everything down on paper, all your projects, everything that's going on, everything that is working its way around your mind right now, and create this mind map, create this almost sort of vomiting everything on this piece of paper so you can then start to see it and start to piece it together, move projects, park some projects, identify the priorities. And so step number three links in really nicely with that, and that's to ask what is working. We need to reflect and review. Sometimes when we're feeling overwhelmed, it's because we've got too much going on. We don't give ourselves the time to check in and see what's working and what's not. And we just keep doing the same thing, working on autopilot, trying to get stuff done. And by doing all of the time, it doesn't give you that space to review what is working and what's not. And we don't know what we don't know. And so if we keep doing what we've always done, we're going to keep getting the same results. And it's so important to ask yourself what is working. So when you're looking at the projects that you've got, that you've just written down, what's working for you with these projects right now? What are you enjoying about these goals, these action steps? What is it that is getting the results for you and making you feel confident? Equally, what isn't working for you? And this is probably more important, because if you keep doing the same things that aren't working, you're going to just continue to feel even more overwhelmed and go around in circles and get the same results. So really think about what it is that isn't working for you right now. What doesn't feel good? What's taking you out of alignment? What is draining your energy? And then what do you enjoy? What do you enjoy the most, and what do you enjoy the least? What support do you need? Is there anyone that can help you? Is there a coach that you can work with? Is there a program that you can sign up for that might be able to give you some guidance and support? Is there any outsourcing support that you might need? And what's your priority? We tend to take on far too much and think, right, I'll do this and then I'll do this, and I need to get this done, I need to get that done. It's so important to get really clear on what your priority is. So think about what is essential. What do you need to make a priority for the next 90 days? And then break it down by monthly, by weekly, even daily. And then when you know what's working, you can then transfer that into other projects or other areas of your life. And when you understand what isn't working, then that gives you the opportunity to look at why it's not working. Is it because fear is getting in the way? Is it because you are taking yourself off piece and it's not in alignment with your goals? Is it because you're being distracted? Is it because you're procrastinating? When you know what's not working, you can then start to ask yourself some deeper questions that gives you honest answers and more feedback. The more feedback that you can get, the more understanding that you will have on who you are and how you work and why this overwhelm is kicking in, then the easier it is to manage it and to avoid it, or to put the necessary resources in place to help you push beyond it quickly and more effectively. So when you know what's working and what isn't, it's then really important for you to break everything down. Rome wasn't built in a day, and you've heard me say this so many times, but step four is about breaking everything down. You've got to look at what, almost sort of reverse it, have your end goal, and then what does that look like for you? What do you need to do each month in order to achieve that? What do you need to do each week to move you forward to ensure that you are then getting closer to that end goal? You need to make sure that every day you are moving yourself forward, that you are showing up with intention. But when you break stuff down, it gives you that opportunity to get clarity, direction, and focus. It allows you to get so clear on exactly what it is that you want to achieve that there is no room for overwhelm and doubt, because you know what you need to do and you're focused on doing it, and it's achievable bite-sized chunks because you have broken it down to make it feel that way. And therefore you have a confidence and a belief in yourself that you will achieve it. If you are still feeling overwhelmed, break it down even more. There is no limit on what you need to do and how you break it down. Some people work off 90 days, some people work off monthly, some people work off weekly, and some people work off daily. It's knowing what works for you to manage your emotions, to allow you to show up with purpose and intention, and to be consistent. When you have clarity and direction, you have purpose. And when you have purpose, you have intention. And therefore, you are more likely to achieve your goals with confidence and with belief, because you know exactly what it is that you need to do. And that comes from breaking everything down. Instead of seeing 26 miles of a marathon, you break it down. In Scott's interview, when I first launched this podcast, he spoke about when he ran across America and ran 2,000 miles. If at the start line he focused on the fact he's about to run 2,000 miles, he would have been totally overwhelmed. But he broke it down by day, and then broke it down by half day, and then by 6 miles, then a break, then another 6 miles, then a break. And he focused on that break and what he was going to eat or what he was going to do in that break. And then went on for the next 6 miles, and then the next 6 miles. And so before he knew it, he was getting closer to the 2,000 miles, but he was only focusing on the smaller chunks. So try and break it down as much as you can. It doesn't have to be everything all at once. As long as you are focused and you're moving forward rather than staying still, you are moving in the right direction. And then when you check in to make sure what's working and what's not, you will be able to analyze and review whether you're staying on track, you're in alignment with your goals, or whether you've gone off piece. And if you go off piece, what do you need to do to pull yourself back to be in alignment with your goals and back on the right path? So this is a really lovely cycle that you then start to form. You recognize that it's okay. You start asking yourselves where this is coming from, so you have an understanding. And then you create that bird's eye view of exactly what it is that's going on, what projects you're doing, and break it down and ask yourselves these questions. If you're still feeling overwhelmed at this stage, step five is about taking it that little bit deeper. Are you taking on too much? Are you being realistic? Or are you trying to keep up with the Joneses? Because quite often we will take on a lot of things because we don't want to say no to people, or you see other people doing it and you think that you need to do it yourself. And it can allow you to get totally distracted, totally confused, and not really working at 100% on anything. So are you taking on too much? Is there something that you can park right now? Because you don't need to be doing it. You don't need to be spending your time and your energy focusing on this right now. If it's something that you could do in 3 months' time, then leave it. If it's not in alignment with your priority goals, if it's not going to move you forward or get you the results that you want for your priority goals, you need to park it. We only have 24 hours in a day. So you need to make sure that you are working productively and on the right things. So if you're still feeling overwhelmed, have you taken on too much? Or do you need help? You know, quite often we, as you know, entrepreneurs or women in business, we like to think that we have to, you know, that we should be doing everything, or we try and save money and do it all ourselves. But the reality is we can't do everything. We're not good at everything, as much as we like to think. And it's also a great opportunity to learn. And I've been guilty of this in the past, but the truth is you cannot do everything. So if you're spending 4 or 5 hours trying to do something that it would take a specialist an hour to do, then is that good use of your time? Are you saving money or are you wasting money? Because actually when you're spending 5 hours doing that project, you aren't in your zone of genius or doing the things that you love that come easily for you that are probably generating sales and bringing in the income. So would it make more financial sense to you to outsource that to somebody else who can work on that while you are working on things that you are good at, that generates growth in your business, that generates movement in your goals, that generates abundance and results? So start to think about, do you need a resource? You might not need a VA. You might not be ready for a VA, but look on Fiverr or other websites like that, where there are specialists out there that can take on many projects for you for a low price, and start using them, start trusting in them and seeing the results that you get and freeing up that time to allow you to do the things that you are good at. Accept that we can't do everything. We are not robots. We're not geniuses in everything that we do. And that's no sign of weakness. That's actually working smart, because you recognize what it is that you're good at. You recognize what generates the results for you. And so you do that bit. But the other bits that are draining your energy or causing you to procrastinate or to feel overwhelmed, then look to see if you can outsource that to someone, or to get some support on dealing with the emotions that come with that, or guidance from an experienced coach who has gone through something similar and can offer you resources and techniques that will allow you to, and processes that will allow you to become a lot more strategic, a lot slicker, and a lot more focused. And finally, take a break. You don't need to do everything all at once. Quite often, and I've been so guilty of this, if I've got stuff to do, I think I can't have a break because I need to get it done. I haven't got enough hours in the day and I need to get it done. And the pressure becomes too much and the overwhelm becomes too much. And then I can't think straight. And then the emails aren't flowing, or the Facebook lives aren't flowing, or anything like that. But the minute you stop and down tools and take a break and remove yourself from that situation, you allow your system to calm down. And you can do that through meditation. You can do it through journaling. You can do it from taking a walk outside, just breathing, just removing yourself and your thoughts from the thing that's causing you to be overwhelmed, and allowing yourself to surround yourself with calmness, with love, with connection, with balance, and allow your energy levels to come back up to that higher vibration where you start to feel a lot more confident, a lot more productive. Have that break. Don't feel that you can't step away from the situation. We have choice in everything that we do. And if you can't see the wood through the trees and things are getting too much, then take a step back. Because the moment that you do, and then you come back into that situation, you see it with clearer eyes. You see it with a calmer mind. You've created space so answers and creativity start to flow back in. And all of a sudden, everything starts to come together. So give yourself that permission to have that break. It could be 10 minutes. It could be half an hour. It could be a day. But embrace it, allow it, and honor it, because it will really work to your advantage and it will calm your system down. So I hope that that's helpful. As I said, you know, overwhelm is something that we all experience. It's perfectly normal. Sometimes, you know, things overwhelm me that I felt fine about the day before, but yet in that moment, it's overwhelming me. And that's okay, because there is sometimes no rhyme or reason as to why we are feeling overwhelmed. But it's really important to understand what has triggered that and the emotions that it's causing you to feel. And then also how it then impacts on your productivity, because if you can start to identify that, you know the signs to look out for. And with it, like overwhelm, like fear, it's always going to be there, but it's how you manage it in that moment that will determine the impact it has on your results and your happiness. So I hope these steps are useful for you. Some will resonate with you more. It's very much a cycle. Look to get into this cycle of breaking down that overwhelm, understanding it, honoring it, and then moving forward in the right direction with clarity, focus, intention, and purpose. So good luck, and I will look forward to seeing you in the next show. Bye for now. That's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Bye for now.